Well, 9% of people feel the need to always tell a friend or relative about this, what they did, or something like that when needed. What is it exactly that they will tell them? Phone lines now open at 1-909-798-5600. First one to get it right gets $50 from Corky's. And for a possible answer, Melissa, we'll start with you this morning. 9% of us have no trouble or feel the need to tell a friend or relative about this.
Well, I know this is never easy to tell someone, but I feel like if it's an issue, then you need to. I would say when they have bad breath.
Bad breath.
Uh-huh.
Yo, dude. Mint, here you go.
Uh-huh. Here's some gum. I mean, we all have it once in a while, depending on what we've had to eat. So,
yeah.
Kicking garlic breath. What do you think, Lauren? 9% of us feel they should always tell a friend or relative about this when needed. What is it?
When they're in a bad relationship.
Ooh, time to break
up. Sometimes you're just like, okay, well, hope you guys, you know, figure that out. Or you can just tell them the truth. Girl, you gotta leave. Or boy, you gotta leave.
Don't forget, coming up around 7:40, your first chance at our Cola Escape to a Hawaii party at Morongo. We're going to get you two VIP passes.
Uh-huh.
We'll be giving you a keyword. You got to be listening for that keyword coming up around 7:40. You text it to us and a random texter going to win the first two passes to Escape to Hawaii with us, where the grand prize winner at that party will win a trip for two to Hawaii. Right now, though, trying to get you $50 for Corky's for Easter. 9% of us feel they should always tell a friend or relative this when needed. Mike on the line, what's your guess?
Well, I mean, I was actually thinking body odor, but bad breath, yeah, I think that'd probably be even more common.
Bad breath.
You agree with Melissa and chronic halitosis. Got that kicking dragon breath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically.
That's not it. In fact, I think that's probably a little bit higher.
You think?
Most people would tell a friend or relative that their breath is kind of bad.
Some people are hesitant to.
I know, but you can just do it nicely. Say, hey, you want a mint? If somebody tells you or offers you a mint,
take it.
They're not telling you, hey, enjoy some of my mints. They're saying, your breath is bad.
Hey, Jesse, do you want a mint?
Take the hint. What are you trying to say?
Do you want two or two?
Probably
how about
two.
Three?
Ain't a lot over the weekend. 9% of us feel we should always tell a friend or relative this. Good morning, it's Cola 99.9, Jesse Duran, Melissa and Lauren along for the drive. Nearly impossible question this morning. 9% of us always feel the need to say this to a friend or relative when needed. What do you think it is, Michelle in Cherry Valley?
If they come out of the bathroom and they have toilet paper hanging out of their pants.
Ah! Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, that's so awkward.
My sister did.
That's outstanding.
Get this. I said, Terry, you need to go back in the bathroom and turn around and look at yourself in the mirror.
Well, unfortunately, that is not it. But thank you so much,
Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you, you two. Love you.
Also got Gus on the line. What do you think it is?
If they have a booger hanging out.
That one's hard to tell as well.
I don't think so. It should be easy. It should be automatic. I got a bat in the cave. I met Melissa's son for the first time, and she did not tell me I had a bat in the cave. It was awkward.
I did not see it. I actually would have told you. But it is hard to tell some
people. I saw some bats in his cave, and I outed you. Remember?
Yes, always tell me. I want to know if there's a boogie. In fact, there was a guy who was in a wrestling tournament over the weekend.
Yes!
Melissa and I were watching it.
That was so sad. Every time he would breathe, it would pop out, and then it would come back in. Yeah.
He just won the championship of wrestling, but he also is the booger champion of the world, too.
Hopefully he has a pass.
We saw one of his teammates whisper in his ear.
But that's not it, unfortunately.
Oh, sorry, Gus.
But his teammate did do the right thing. You should always tell your friend or relative if they have a booger. But
true friend,
this is more of like a correction, more of a corrector. I'll give you a little bit of a hint here.
Okay.
9% of us always feel the need to tell this to a friend to like correct them.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
1-909-798-5600. Get it right and you'll get hooked up from Corky's Homestyle Kitchen and Bakery.
The nearly impossible question on Cola 99.9. Good luck. 99.9, we are in the middle of my nearly impossible question. 9% of us always feel the need to say this to a friend or a relative. And I said it's a type of correction. Jerry, what do you think it is?
I'm going to guess they need to fix their wardrobe malfunction.
That's a great one. Hey, you're showing a little...
Yeah.
You got the Janet Jackson thing going on. Yeah.
Yes, you should always correct that if you're a friend or relative. 100%. But this is a little bit more something that happens on social media all the time.
Oh, and people
correct it. What do you think it is? 9% of us always feel the need to correct a friend or relative when needed about this. What do you think it is? It's the Nearly Impossible Question on Cola. Tonight. Cola 99.9. Stick around. Up shortly. Your first chance at our Escape to Hawaii party. Right now, though, Nearly Impossible Question. 9% of us, according to a recent survey, feel the need to correct a friend or relative about this when needed. Olivia, what is it?
I think it's correcting somebody's grammar.
The grammar police.
Jesse did say it had to do with social media.
I want to be corrected by a friend if I do say some bad grammar. I'd like I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got it right.
All right, Olivia.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. According to u.gov, 9% of us are grammar police. We feel that
we have to. It's our duty. That's so funny. I see it all the time, but I don't go on there and correct people.
Yeah, just let it go.
Yeah. I don't want to be that person.
Unless it's clearly something they would want to know. Anyway, you got it right. We got $50 for you for Corky's Homestyle Kitchen and Bakery.
Thank you so much. Wow. You could win your way into the...